Good afternoon, listeners. Phil C here. This is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM, 87.6 Backwater Country, and a brand new station, 96.3 FM, 4EEE in Emerald. And have I got a great show planned for you this afternoon, listeners. Two fabulous interviews with two of the artists that I interviewed here at the Nanango Country Music Muster, 21 years in the running this year. We've got an interview with both Paul Ricketts, and he's got a brand new single out, folks, and also Mr. Lance Birrell with the title track from his latest album, Drive Away. Now, we're also promoting the two festivals that I'm yet to go to, Boney Mountain, which is on the 20th to 22nd of September, and also the Texas Country Music Festival, 26th to 28th of September. I'm going to kick one off by Norma O'Hara. Now, she's the person responsible for the Boney Mountain Folk Festival. The song I'm going to play for you is a number called The Camp Drafter. Norma O'Hara Murphy, listeners.
He walks into the camp and slowly looks around. He studied all the styles, the cattle and the ground. He gets the bullock's measure in his calm and steady way, then works him up towards the front and calls out for the gate. He feels his pulses racing as he gathers up his horse. The first peg, then the second, and he's working for the course. The bullock's big and fiery, will he hold him at this rate? Then he's turning, twisting, pushing, trying hard to get the gate. But there's a certain way he tilts his hat, there's something in his smile. The way he walks, the way he talks, it's sticking out a mile. His talk is mostly horses or how the cattle ran. And when you meet him, you'll know he's a camp drafting man. He'll sit and watch for hours on a rail beside the camp, studying the cattle and how they leave the camp. He won't talk about the bad times when the whip cracked loud and long. He's looking forward to the good times yet to come. He might be in his 20s, he might be more than that. You'll make a guess, you'll see the grey hairs underneath his hat. But when he calls, let's go boys, it's time to clear the gate. There's no place here for pikers in this camp drafting game. And there's a certain way he tilts his hat, there's something in his smile. The way he walks, the way he talks, it's sticking out of mine. His talk is mostly horses or how the cattle ran. And when you meet him, you'll know he's a camp drafting man. When the drafting's over and the sun is sinking low, he'll breast the bar and shout around before he hits the road. Today he's been lucky and won a round or two. Tomorrow could be different in this game, you never know. But there's a certain way he tilts his hat, there's something in his smile. The way he walks, the way he talks, it's sticking out of mine. His talk is mostly horses or how the cattle ran. When you meet him, you'll know he's a camp drafting man. Yes, there's a certain way he tilts his hat, there's something in his smile. The way he walks, the way he talks, it's sticking out of mine. His talk is mostly horses or how the cattle ran. And when you meet him, you'll know he's a camp drafting man. Yes, when you meet him, you'll know he's a camp drafting man.
Oh, there we go, folks. What a way to start a show with a legendary country singer, Norma O'Hara Murphy.
Get ready for the Texas Country Music Festival this September. It's three massive days of incredible Aussie talent, featuring Travis Collins, Amber Lawrence, Taylor Moss, Jane Denham, and many more. Tickets are available now. Don't miss out.
Don't miss out, folks. Indeed. It's coming up real quick now, 26th to 28th of September, okay? So if you're not there, you're going to miss out on some sensational artists. Now, in the ad, they just mentioned Travis Collins. I'm going to play you his latest single. It's a number called Don't Get Me Started. Travis Collins.
I want to see what happens where the blacktop turns to gravel. I want to jump in the great unknown and let my dreams unravel. I want to chase the open road till I can dip my toes in the blue. I want to catch them feelings I only catch with you. So don't get me started on something I'm already all about. Hey, don't say it if you don't want it, 'cause I'm gonna wanna jump right on it, baby, at the end of the day, if we ain't going all the way. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. I don't wanna be the on and off again just for the weekend. I don't wanna be the number that you only call when you're drinking. I don't wanna be a short-lived love that someday you look back on. I wanna be the man that you hang your hopes and your dreams and your hat on. Don't get me started on something I'm already all about. Hey, don't say it if you don't want it, 'cause I'm gonna wanna jump right on. Baby, at the end of the day, if we ain't going all the way, if we ain't going all the way, yeah. Don't get me started. Yeah, don't get me started. If we ain't going all the way, 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 if we ain't going all the way. If we ain't going all the way, if we ain't going all the way, don't get me started on something I'm already all about. Hey, don't say it if you don't want it, 'cause I'm gonna wanna jump right on it, baby, at the end of the day.
Love your rock, love your pop, all Aussie, only on All Aussie Radio.
That's it, folks, only on allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 FM, Tasman FM, 87.6 Backwater Country, and a brand new station, 96.3 FM, for Triple E in Emerald. So check it out, folks, and check out the website. There's got some great shows on there, great podcasts, and great pleasure to have 96.3 FM in Emerald on the support of us as well. Okay, folks, I'm going to play you a track now, and this one's by Lance Birrell. Now, I've got an interview with Lance a little bit later on about what he's been doing and what he's got coming up, and also from his brand new album, Drive Away. But before that, we're going to play a track from last year. It's a number called An Aussie Medley, and it's Lance Birrell.
Thank you.
there we go, folks. That's Lance Birrell. Now, that's showing you his guitar, okay? He's a sensational guitar player. And as well as that, he's also a fabulous singer. Now, he's going to be on the show straight after this song from his Drive Away album. And the song is called Gone, Gone, Gone. Lance Birrell, folks.
She said if I'd ever deceived her, she'd be gone before I could count ten. I guess that I didn't believe her, 'cause just look at the trouble I'm in. And now she's gone, 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 gone. Crying won't bring her back. The more that I cried, the faster that train flies. Lost every right to be happy when I lost the heaven I found. She warned me she'd leave and she left me before my first tear hit the ground. And now she's gone, 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 gone. Crying won't bring her back. The more that I cry, train flies further on down the track. If I only knew where I could find her, I'd crawl there on my hands and knees. But each tick of the clock's a reminder, she's 1 second further from me. And now she's gone, 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 gone. Crying won't bring her back. The more that I cry, the faster that train flies.
Afternoon, listeners. Welcome back to the show. It's Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country. And I'm coming to you from the Nanango Country Music Muster here at Nanango Showground, 21st year this year, folks, chatting with Lance Birrell. G'day, Lance. How you going?
Good afternoon, Phil. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm having a ball. Geez, you've been rocking that stage, my man. Last night you closed the night. How was it like for you?
I did. It was great, and the band's really good. Good, yes. great bunch of musos, and they really gel. And it was just a great set I did last night. And a few people braved the cold weather to listen to it. Days have been great, but nights are a bit cool. But they sat out in there and they had a ball. So
they
it was great.
An absolute ball. Yeah. And you're having a ball. This is your first time here, right?
It's the first time. I got booked the year COVID hit.
Right.
And I couldn't cross the border, yes. So we had to can that. And then they tried for the last few years after that, and I was already booked elsewhere. So for this weekend, they booked me 2 years ago to get me for this.
Mate, that must make you feel like, wow, 2 years they're going to wait for me. How'd that make you feel?
I said, you want to book me? What? 2 years in advance. They said, well, we need to get you. And every time we ring you, you book somewhere else. So they locked it in 2 years ago for this weekend. So I'm here, first time. So I'm having a ball. It's great.
Having a ball, yeah. Because when I met you, I think the first time I met you was earlier this year at Bingara.
Bingara Festival.
Now, we've chatted with you before on the show, but you're just like now professional musician, sold up the home, bought the caravan, travelling everywhere in Darwin last week.
Yep, we've just done 2 months in the territory. I did all of July at Daly Waters Pub,
yes,
which is just massive. 300 people a night, and every night's another 300 people. I was there every night for the month. And then we went to Adelaide River and played up there for a month as well, every night of the week. So I've done, we worked it out, 59 shows in 62 days
oh
I've just done.
Oh, my goodness. That's how do you crazy. Do it? How do you pull it off every night? Like,
yeah, I thought I'd struggle, but I actually got through it all fine, and it was good. And then we made our trek down to here, because this was the next show,
yes,
the next festival to do. So we've turned up here. It took us a week or so to get down, because it's about 3,000 kilometres. Yeah, and it's been great all weekend.
So you fantastic. Did 3,000 kilometres in a week?
Yeah, week and a bit to get here, ready
oh
to go.
Oh, my goodness. That's dedication, listeners. That is dedication. And 59 shows in 62
days.
That is dedication as well.
That's madness.
Friend.
That's what it is.
You would have had no idea it was going to go like this, surely, when you decided to hit the road.
No, I just thought we'll give it a few months and see how it goes. And we've been 2 years now, and it's getting worse. It hasn't slowed up. It's getting more and more and more, which is... It's good, though. That's what you want when you're on the road. You've got to have work. So it's been good, really good.
So when you say worse, I mean worse in a great way, because you're booked everywhere, aren't you?
I'm booked everywhere. I've got, this year, I've got one weekend free at the moment. That's it for the whole year.
For the rest of the year. And next year?
And next year is booked up until the end of August.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah, in that far ahead.
So half the year... Next year is already
it's
gone.
It's already gone. It's just starting September now.
Wow. Crikey.
We're 12 months ahead.
So are you going to shut it off? Or are you going to, next year, like you'll be saying to people, I'm already booked out. People will ring you in January and you'll go, well, this year's gone. If you want me, you're going to have to book me for 2026.
That's right. And I'm trying to get to Western Australia, and we were sort of looking at that next year, but next year's filled up. So... I need more than 2 months or something to go over the WA, because
yes,
it's such a big area.
It
and
is.
Such a big, they were ringing me saying, when can you get over here? And I'm
yes.
like, oh, it'll have to be 2027.
Okay.
The way we're going, I don't know. But
that's incredible. That is incredible.
It's a good problem to have, I suppose.
It is a good problem. And I've seen you play. I saw you at Bingaroo. And, I mean, not only are you a great singer, but, mate, what you can do with a guitar... I mean, these instrumentals you do, they're just insane.
Yeah, and a lot of people like them.
Yes.
Lots of places I go, people like the instrumental stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to play. I like doing it. I did that before I started singing.
I just used
to play guitar in the band and do instrumentals before I started the vocal side of things. And I used to do all the Shadows songs and all that, all the good old instrumentals.
Yes.
And then now they ask for them now. And there's not a lot of us doing it.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We're a dying breed.
Well, it is. It is a dying breed, because when you think country, you know, people want to hear country music, and you do country music, but you do other music as well.
Yeah, I do all sorts of
music. So it's a real variety show when they come to see you.
Yes, it is. I do a mixed bag of all sorts of things.
Fantastic.
Mostly country, because my heart's in that, but I do old rock and roll stuff and instrumentals as well, so they're getting a bit of a mixed bag.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, you got this album. When did this album, Drive Away, come out? Was that this year?
At Tamworth. We sort of released it at Tamworth, and it sort of come out after that. So the Drive Away, I already had it as a single.
Right.
So then we put the whole album revolved around the single. So people said, can you do a new album? I try and bring an album out as much as I can, but there's a lot of work in it.
It takes
a long time.
Behind
this, don't realise what happens behind the scenes.
The process
of recording
and mastering, and
it's
a lot
massive
of work.
Process.
A long time.
It takes a long time to get an album out.
Yeah,
you've got to get the songs. You've got to do all the recording process. Yeah, and as you said, the mastering and everything takes time, and
it does.
And it's not a cheap exercise either.
No, of course not.
So I brought out the Drive Away album at the start at Tamworth Festival, basically, and
right.
the single was out just before that.
Yes.
So so the album's out now. That's the latest one I've got out.
Okay. And one of the songs from that album, which I've been playing heaps, Going, Going, Gone.
Going, Going, Gone. That's a single I brought out off the album, because when we put out the album, we listened to it back, and when we sat down and went, geez, that song come out really well. Maybe we'll bring that out as a single. So that came out as a single a few months ago.
Right.
And it actually got played like crazy and went to number 2 on the Australian Top 40 charts.
I've been playing it heaps, mate.
So
it's a
thanks
great
to you
track.
Guys.
It's a great track.
Thanks to people like you, it just went crazy. And so I got up to spot number 2 on the Top 40 and was like, wow, that's great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, you got a new single coming out.
I have.
Now, it's not out yet. When's it due to come out?
I'm hoping next week. I wrote some of it during Tamworth Festival, and then I finished it off while we were on the road up in the Territory a few weeks ago.
Right.
When I had time to sit down in between all the shows.
Okay.
To finish writing it. But it will be out, should be out next week. It's in the recording process at the moment.
Okay.
I've done most of the recording, and then it's been sent off for other people to put their parts on it.
Okay.
So it's just a matter of time now, but it should be out in the coming week or so.
Okay. Mm. Now, the song's called Ghosts of the Pioneers. Tell us about it. Yes. What's the song all about?
Right, it's a bush ballad.
Right.
So I've written songs in the past. I've written my own instrumentals. I've written Anzac songs. I've written swing songs. All those sorts of things, and this time was a bush ballad. So I've written it a bush ballad. This came about, my favourite venue to play in Tamworth is the Old Town Hall.
Okay.
I think most of the musos that play at Tamworth will say the same thing.
Agreed.
It's just
yes.
got that really good vibe, and it's just the green room, as they call it these days. Tuning the guitar up and getting dressed ready to go.
Yep.
I started thinking about all the old singers,
yes.
pioneers of our industry,
yes.
who had graced the stage here long before me.
Okay.
Back in the day.
Right.
And while I was in that room, it was like you had this, you could hear their voices in the walls.
Okay.
And I thought, there's a song in that.
Okay.
So I came up with this song, The Ghosts of the Pioneers, and
okay.
it tells the story about how they sung in these old halls and their voices remain, and we still hear it today, all the classics.
The Ghosts of Pioneers.
Ghosts of the Pioneers.
And that's how you came up with it.
And that's how I came up with it.
Fantastic. Mm. Well, we can't play that.
Can't play it yet, but I'll get it to you as soon as it comes out.
As soon as it comes out, all right, Lance. So what we're going to do now is we are going to play a song from the album Drive Away, and I'm thinking we should play the title track, Drive Away. Tell us about that.
Yeah, now that's an original song as well. That's about my wife. She went through a lot of cancer treatment way back and has for a lot of years. And when I used to go away to do shows and go away to record, leave her behind, that was the hardest bit. So
okay.
the song's about driving away and leaving her to fend when she was sick with the kids and I wasn't there for her, and it's my feelings poured into that song all about that.
Okay.
She has trouble listening to it. She starts breaking down.
It's a bit
it's
emotional
a bit of a,
for
bit of an emotional song, and it was for me, and I still get choked up when I sing it, but that was how that song came about. Yes.
Okay. Well, the thing is, I've seen her at this festival. I saw her at Bingara.
Mm.
Time would have been tough when she wasn't well. But every time I see her now, mate, she's beaming. She's got a fabulous smile on her face, and she's probably thinking, she's so proud of you.
Yeah.
And she's really living the dream now, for sure.
She is. This was her idea
okay.
to go on the road. She said, the kids are gone. It's time to go on the road. And I thought she thought she was joking.
Yes.
I said, you want to what? She said, we want to go on the road. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do what you do, and I'll support you, and away we go. We'll do it together. And it's like, been the best thing we've done. Got to be the best thing we've
Got
done.
Got to be the best thing you've done.
Yeah, yeah.
And do you think, I know you wouldn't have thought you'd have been so busy, but what about your lovely wife? Do you think she would have thought you'd have been booked halfway into 8 months of next year already
no,
booked?
No, I don't think either of us would have thought that.
No?
We thought we'll give it a go and see how it goes, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But it's snowballed. It's just been huge. So, yeah, booked out so far ahead, and we've been on the road 2 years and haven't looked back.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And she's loving it.
She loves it.
And you're
absolutely
loving it.
Loves it. Yeah.
And your fans are loving it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and we're getting to look around at the same time. So we're getting to do shows all over Australia. We've been to Tassie. We've been to Victoria. We've been everywhere.
So you really are living the dream. And you're getting paid for it.
And we get paid for it. We sell a couple of CDs. We make a couple of dollars there. But yeah, we just do it because we want to do it.
You just do it because you want to do
yeah.
it. And that's what it's all about. It's
that's
all
what
about
it's
the
all
music.
About. It's all about giving it back to the people.
Yeah.
And if these guys don't turn up at these festivals, then we've got no one to play to. So it's all about them. It's not about us. It's we give back to them, but they give it to us.
Such
That's how it works.
Such a great attitude, Lance.
That's how it works.
I'm so proud to have met you back at earlier this year at Bingara.
Yeah.
We've chatted before over the phones. I met you there. I saw you live, and I thought, wow, I can understand why you're booked out for the rest of this year except a weekend. And 8 months of next year.
Yeah, I know. It's just unreal.
It's unreal.
Yeah, it is unreal.
Thank you so much for taking the time, Les.
No, thanks for your support and for playing all our independent artists so we can get our music out there. If it wasn't for you guys, no one would hear us, and that's what it's all about. So thank you very much for what you do for us.
And thank you. And you just keep doing what you're doing, mate. And I can't wait to get a copy of Ghost of the Pioneers, the brand new single, hopefully next week, maybe the week after. And get it to me and I'll get it straight onto air.
No, that'd be fantastic.
Thank you so much. There you go, listeners. Lance Birrell. And we're going to be back with more of Corner Country straight after the title track from the album, Drive Away. Thanks, Lance.
Thanks, Phil. Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
I woke up this morning all alone. Feeling so sick again. Feeling helpless, I don't know what to do. I want the pain to go away. I just wish I could be there for you. All I want to do is stay. What I care about with a love so true. I shed a tear every time I drive away. I drive. Telephone rings, I've got to go again. It's time to load the car, grab all my things. A wave of sadness comes on over me. I just can't keep leaving you this way. I just wish I could be there for you. And all I want to do is stay. The one I care about with a love so true. I shed a tear every time I drive away. Drive away.
Oh, there you go, folks. That is Lance Birrell from his album of the same name title, Drive Away. I'm now going to play you a track by Alan Caswell. Now, Alan will be appearing at the Boney Mountain Folk Festival from the 20th to the 22nd of September. The track I'm going to play for you is a number called A Friend to Me. Alan Caswell.
Our friends all like to tell me you're really happy now. They say that you're not missing me at all. The kind of shows between us took a break in and took sides. And I'm not on the guest list anymore. Am I lonely? Yes, I guess from time to time. While my broken heart is messing with my mind. When a photograph is all I have to keep your memory, the road is all. I got what I deserved. I should have tried much harder when I could. I let the road distract me with all those long shot dreams and plans. Now I guess that this is me for good. Am I lonely? I guess from time to time. While my broken heart is messing with my mind. When a photograph is all I have to keep your memory, the road is all.
That's Alan Caswell, folks, the sensational Alan Caswell with his brand new song, A Friend to Me. I'm going to play you another brand new song now, and this one's by Amber Lawrence, and Amber Lawrence will be appearing...
Get ready for the Texas Country Music Festival this September. It's three massive days of incredible Aussie talent, featuring Travis Collins, Amber Lawrence, Taylor Moss, Jane Denham, and many more. Tickets are available now. Don't miss out.
As we should be appearing, folks, at that fabulous festival in Texas. Was there last year, going to be there again this year, and it is going to be absolutely incredible. I've got to tell you, it's a great venue, and they look after you well out there. So apart from Travis Collins and Amber Lawrence, Taylor Moss and Jane Denham, we've also got Paul Costa, Pete Smokey Dawson, who'll be taking care of all the walk-up artists, Jeremy Turner, Tyler Rodriguez, Kush Ryder. Oh, my goodness, what a sensational act he is. Absolutely owned the event last year with his band. Piper Rodriguez, Tommy B. Sinclair, Night Owl, Split Image Band, and what else could you ask for, okay? It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Can't wait to get out there, 26th to 28th of September. So, Amber Lawrence, this is her latest single, Kick the Doors Down.
Don't want to die wondering. Don't want to be stuck in the mud, in a rut, giving up and surrendering. Want to shake some things up, make it happen, give it some back in the saddle. Ooh, take your aim and shoot the shot. Ooh, follow your dreams right to the top. Gonna be the one who had some fun, spun this crazy world around. Time to shine up my boots and kick the doors down. Time to shine up my boots and kick the doors down.
Kick the doors down, Amber Lawrence. Going to play you one more track now, folks, and then straight after this, I've got the interview with Paul Ricketts, okay, and his brand new single. Now, Paul, he is an upcoming star, okay? He's a star in the rise, as far as I'm concerned. He's a fine talent, and he's got this brand new song out now. It's a number called Just Like My Old Man. Now, you'd immediately think, Just Like My Old Man, it's got about got to be about his father, Bobby Ricks, right? No, it's got nothing to do with his dad. So listen to the interview after that and then check out the brand new song by Paul Ricketts, Just Like My Old Man. Straight after this, this is Simply Bushed and the track is called Raise Your Glass. They're going to be at the Boney Mountain Folk Festival as well, folks.
There comes a time in every life, time to stand your ground, time to fight. And some you win, some you lose, you can't just walk away. A lesson learned in blood, the highest price to pay. Raise your glass to 100 years of freedom. Raise your glass to the men who took the fall. Raise your glass. Give thanks for this country. There's a generation never coming home. An English colonel made that careless call with no regard for human life at all. And some took one step, some took two, not many walked away. Beach it flowed with blood, the highest price they pay. Raise your glass to 100 years of freedom. Raise your glass to the men who took the fall. Raise your glass and give thanks. There's a generation never coming home. 2,000 nations standing side by side. New Zealand and Australian men have died. 100 years have come and gone since we landed Suvla Bay. Lest we forget the birth of Anzac Day. Raise your glass to 100 years of freedom. Raise your glass.
Raise your glass
to the men who took the fall. Raise your glass. Give thanks for this country. There's a generation never coming home. Raise your glass to 100 years of Anzac. Raise your glass to the men who gave us all. Raise your
G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 on the peninsula in Tasmania and 87.6 backwater country on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. And my special guest on the program today is Mr. Paul Ricketts. How are you going today, Paul?
Great, Phil. How are you?
Mate, I'm having a sensational time here at the Nenango Country Music Muster.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking the time. You're going to be going on a little bit later on this afternoon.
Yeah.
Excited about that?
Very excited. I got two spots, one at about midday and one at 5 o'clock. And
fair enough.
I think I'm part of a tribute show as well this evening.
That's correct, yeah. I've already looked up the information, mate, so I probably know more about what you're doing than you know what you're doing.
I'd say so. That's very possible.
So tell us a little bit about the man Paul Ricketts. First of all, when did you pick up an instrument? Was it because of your dad? Was it because of Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby Ricks, my father.
Your dad?
He was touring and gigging a lot back in the day. And I used to have a little ukulele, used to sit at the end of the stage and bang away on it. It never made a lot of good sounds, but I thought it was pretty cool. But that probably was my first time actually picking up a sort of an instrument.
So how old would you have been then?
Oh, you know, well, wouldn't have even been 2 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dad used to play like six nights a week. He'd toured with Slim in 71 for 12 months, and then from the back of that, he was just booked out. A lot of floor shows and that back in those days.
Yes.
And that was probably my greatest memories, watching that band. Mum was a nurse, so she'd be doing night shifts and that, and I'd be with Dad and just cruising around.
Cruising around.
Yeah.
So was it Dad who got that for you, just as a toy, I suppose, when he gave you that? Or did he think, I'm going to give young Paul this and hopefully he'll follow him in my footsteps? Like,
I have no idea where it came from, but I know when I turned 7, he gave me a guitar.
Yes.
It was, and I remember it was called a Ranger, and it was just a nylon string guitar.
Yes.
And I'd play a few little things on that. But then they got me started into piano lessons after that.
Mm-hmm.
And went to study the theory of music and then went back to guitar when I was a teenager. The piano didn't seem cool to me.
Well, you know, Johnny Williamson's got a song and he says, my fingers were too lazy for piano, but I could hold a tune pretty good.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's right.
That could have been a little bit about you, my friend. So the piano too difficult, too hard. And your fingers might have been too lazy, so you're stuck with the guitar.
Yeah, I just loved the guitar. Dad used to play with a bloke named Moose Malone.
Yep.
And I don't know if you've seen him play, but he was just magical on the guitar.
Yeah.
And that's still, to me, the epitome of a guitar player, the stuff that he used to play.
Yes.
And, I suppose I draw a lot from that. That's why I wanted to play the guitar.
And the beauty of a guitar, too, I mean, you have the guitar in the back of the ute, back seat of the car, you pull up to someone's place, you can instantly entertain, sit around the campfire. It's a bit hard to lug a grand piano around, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So you decided to play guitar. When did you do your first live performance? You would have been in your teens or...?
Yeah, I would have been in late teens. Did play with a sort of a folk band.
Yes.
Actually around Nenango here. I grew up around here.
Yep.
And we used to play some smaller cafe sort of things, and we did a couple of like aged care gigs, and then we started playing in a couple of the local pubs.
Yes.
But then sort of it just fell apart.
Yep.
Yeah, played. Probably 18 would have been my first live performance, I'd say. Yeah.
So from then till now, where have you been performing? Because I know I met you, I think it was earlier this year at the Music in the Mulga.
Yep, out
at
ULO.
At ULO. So I met you out there. So what have you been doing? You've been doing a lot of gigs, a lot of festivals?
Yeah, I used to do like the pub circuits,
mm-hmm.
A lot of cover gigs.
Yep.
And always wanted to be my own artist and tell my own story.
Yep.
During COVID I started writing, and then I really sort of left the band I was playing with. I was playing lead guitar there. I left there to sort of go and pursue being more of my own artist.
Yep.
And I've been playing the Gympie Muster, Clarence Valley Muster, Music in the Mulga, Capella Muster,
Pretty big venues.
Yeah.
Pretty big gigs, rather. Not venues, but like, you know, Gympie Mustard, that's a big one.
Yeah.
And, you know, Capella, and also Music in the Mulga, that's been running a long time now. They're pretty serious sort of venues.
Yeah.
Performances.
Yeah.
How did you get onto that circuit? How did you break into it?
Getting the, I was a recipient of the Thornton Young Award.
Ah, yes. You got that January this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Tamworth, and that's a CMAA-backed award, also endorsed by Lindsay Waddington.
Yes.
Music.
Yes.
So on the back of that was a lot of these opportunities.
Okay.
So that's how I've been able to get into those.
Into Plus, those, yeah.
I've been working a fair bit with Dean Perrott, and he's helped me a lot.
Fabulous fella. How long have you been working with Dean? Because I know you were at Music in the Mulga with Dean.
Yeah, probably would have been the start of last year, so 2023, I started doing a few shows with Dean.
Yeah.
Yep. Picking guitar for him and doing my own spot at the shows as well.
Yes.
So, yeah, no, it's been great. He's been really good to me, actually, Dean. He's really helped me a lot.
Well, I guess there'd be a connection there with your dad.
Yeah, well, he knew my father.
Yes.
And I suppose that's how I got to know Dean. We started talking on social media and then he sort of offered me the opportunity to work with him a bit. I jumped at that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you got some pretty big, serious guys in your camp because Dean and Lindsay Waddington,
yep.
a.k.a. Watto, I mean, those two guys are very highly respected. So with those fellas in your camp, mate, I only see great things for you.
Yeah, it's very much like that. Like, it's people looking after me.
Yep.
That's the only sort of way I've been able to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, aside from practicing and trying your hardest to do what you can, but you can't do it without support.
No, you need support. You need people in the industry, and they're highly respected in the industry.
Yeah.
And now, what about your songwriting? Because you said you wanted to get into songwriting and become an individual artist. Now, you got a few songs out. You got a new single out. We'll talk about that in a moment. Where do you get your inspiration from to write the songs? Because you're only a young fella.
Yeah.
You know, you haven't lived a big life yet, I'm assuming, because a lot of country stuff is older fellas that they've really lived it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I grew up in the bush since I was 12,
mm-hmm.
And then I've always been sort of a working class sort of a fella.
Yep.
And I draw a lot off that. Australian culture is what I write about, mostly.
Yes.
As well as things about the bush. But I like to sort of cover the broad sort of aspect of being an Australian.
Yes.
There's so much in our culture.
There is.
And I think that we sort of get it put on us that we don't have culture here.
Yeah.
But I think we have so much of
it. We do.
It's so unique.
Yes.
And that's what I like to write about.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're in the process of writing now. You've got your first single out now, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, and you're writing, so we'll talk about this single in a minute because we are going to put it on, but heading towards an album?
Definitely. Yeah. Got another single coming out in 2 weeks.
Right.
And then another one at Christmas time. And
okay.
We're sort of recording in blocks of three.
Yes.
And releasing singles and heading up to an album, which should be later next year.
So. It seems to be the way that a lot of artists are going. I was talking to Nick and Tom a couple of weeks ago from the Wolf Brothers.
Yeah.
And they got a brand new single out now, Little by Little. And I said, well, when's the album coming out? And they did exactly what you're doing. They said, no, we're going to put out a bunch of singles, heading toward an album, and then it's going to be an album.
Yeah.
And I was talking to another artist just the other day, and he's doing exactly that. So it seems to be the best, I guess, strategic way.
I think so because with the digital platforms that most people are streaming on these days, it just seems to be the way to do it. I mean, a lot of people don't listen to an album anymore. Which is odd. I like to listen to an album.
So do I.
But I talk to a lot of people that say, no, we have a playlist on Spotify or Deezer, whatever they listen to, and they'll pick a few songs from an artist and have them on random shuffles.
Fair enough. I'm a bit old school. I prefer an album. I prefer to look at the album and read the notes. And if you're lucky and you get the lyrics in the notes, a little booklet or something, I much prefer that. But it's the way, it's the times. Everybody now wants to go digital with the platforms and so on and so forth. The sad part is you don't get enough money. So listeners, when this man brings out an album, okay, Paul Ricketts is his name, buy the album. Don't just go to Spotify. He doesn't make enough money on that.
Yeah, true.
Now tell us about your brand new song. What's it called, first of all?
Just Like My Old Man.
Just Like Your Old Man, My Old Man. Now, tell us about it. What's it about?
Okay, it's not about what you might think, though.
It's not about your old man.
It's not about my old man.
Okay.
It's a reflection song.
Okay.
So it is a story about a horse.
Right.
That I had the the pleasure, I say that tongue-in-cheek, the pleasure of working with in my teenage years. And he was a rig, so he was a stallion that had been cut proud.
Okay.
And although he was a gelding, he still acted like a stallion.
Yes.
And he used to put the wind up everyone.
Okay.
And a bloke who mentored me, a great bushman, Jim Pride, it was his horse.
Okay.
And he got me to learn how to handle that horse. And we created a great bond between the two of us.
Okay.
And could do anything with him in the end. But the song's about, he was a grey horse, and the song's about living my life through his eyes, through those lessons that he taught me, the boundaries that he pushed me within myself, and grasping from those years and living my life through those lessons.
That's, I would never have thought it. So it's about a horse.
It's about a horse.
A highly spirited horse by the sound of it.
Yeah.
What was the name of the horse?
Cypress.
Cypress.
And actually mentioned Cypress
in the song.
In the song. It was a bit of, his background was a bit of a mystery because he was at the pound. No one wanted him. He just...
Because of his
crazy
temperament?
Yeah.
Crazy, highly spirited? Yeah.
He probably should have been sent to the knackery, I suppose.
Okay.
But he was such a strong horse.
Yeah.
And I suppose whoever sent him to the pound probably didn't have the heart to... Well, probably had the heart to not send him to the knackery, but he, we reckoned that he was used in the rodeos for bulldogging because when you were mustering, as soon as you got up beside a beast, he'd start shouldering him.
Okay.
And we reckon he's definitely from that sort of stock.
All right. So he's from that sort of stock. You're going to start shouldering people?
No, definitely not. No, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah, fair enough. No, I can tell that, mate. I can tell that. I was just kidding.
Yeah.
Look, thank you so much, Paul, for taking the time to chat with us.
No, thank you.
Today.
Pleasure's mine, Phil.
No, absolutely great to finally meet you and chat with you. I have met you at other venues, but this is the first time we've had a good time to sit down and catch up, and I really appreciate you taking the time.
No, thank you, mate.
All right, buddy. Listen, listeners, we're going to be back with more of Corner Country straight after Paul Ricketts' brand new song,
Just Like My Old Man.
No one ever knew where he came from. One day he just showed up at the gate. The papers said his name was John McConnell. We just called him Cypress, our old mate. He was grey from the first day that we met him. Why he chose us I still don't understand. He was strong and he was wise. I lived my life through his old eyes. He was just like my old man. There never was a job he wouldn't take on, snigging billets out of gullies up the scrub, and chasing bullocks down from timbered ridges, helping out through droughts and fires and floods. And he was grey from the first day that we met him. Why he chose us I still don't understand. He was strong and he was wise. I lived my life through his old eyes. He was just like my old man. Thank you. taught me life is just departures and arrivals. We don't know when we'll be called for our last ride. The same day we had to make that tough call, we heard the sound of our newborn baby cry. He was grey from the first day that we met him. Why he chose us I still don't understand. He was strong and he was wise. I lived my life through his old eyes. He was just like my old man. He was tough and he was kind. I lived my life through his old eyes. He was just like my old man.
Oh, well, there you go, folks. I do hope you enjoy the music I've been bringing to you this afternoon on Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM, 87.6 Backwater Country on the mid-north coast of New South Wales, and 4EEE in Emerald, 96.3, a brand new station that's supporting yours truly and all Aussie music. Most of the music, as I say, is brought to you by these artists that are appearing at the Boney Mountain Folk Festival. That's Norma O'Hara's festival, 20th to 22nd of September, and the Texas Country Music Festival, 26th to 28th of September. And, of course, those two fabulous interviews, one with Lance Birrell and also one with Paul Ricketts. Now, they were two of the artists that appeared here at the Nenango Country Music Muster, 21 years in the making and just getting stronger and stronger. Folks, it's time for me to put the horse in the stable. The headphones are coming off. I'm now kicking back on the porch with a beer and a Jack. So until next week, folks, yee-haw! I'm going to see you all somewhere around Corner Country.